The halacha is that we do a milah bezmana afilu b'shabbos uveyom hashmini yimo b'sar alaso, that we do brits milah even on Shabbos as long as it's bezmana. What happens if it's lo bezmana? Since it's lo bezmana, so then we say that's not docha Shabbos. Only if it's day 8 and it's Shabbos, we do the brits milah. But if it's a suffik milah bezmana, we'll get into different cases of a suffik milah bezmana, so then we don't do it on Shabbos. A suffik milah bezmana is the ben hashmashos case, where a baby is born in between Shkia and Seid, so we don't know which day it is. So during the week, if you're born ben hashmashos, so let's say Tuesday night, so we assume it's a Wednesday bris, because if I'm wrong, it's day night, so it's definitely good. But if I do it the day early, maybe it's day 7. However, on Shabbos, you can't do it because it's a suffik milah bezmana, or a C-section, maybe. It's a discussion, the Gemara in the 19th Perek, whether it's milah berishon or milah bishmini, whether the din of Isha Kisazri of a Yelda Zach applies to a C-section. So the shaila is, when it comes to a milah bezmana, you do it on Shabbos, you even do it on Yom Kippur, you do it on Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, you do it, you never postpone a milah bezmana. What about a milah shelo bezmana? So on Shabbos, we do not do a milah shelo bezmana on Shabbos. What about a milah shelo bezmana on Yontif? So on Yontif as well, regarding for this halacha, Yontif is a din of Shabbos, and therefore we do not do a suffik milah. We don't do a milah shelo bezmana on Yontif Rishon. What about a milah shelo bezmana on Yontif Sheni? That seems to be a machlokes, the Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, the way that Siv learns the machlokes, is the Rambam, it's a discussion whether we view Yontif Sheni as a takana derabanan or a minik. So the Rambam holds it's a minig avosayim b'yadechem. So milah shelo bezmana is still a mitzvah. So a milah shelo bezmana pushes off the minig of Yontif Sheni, and therefore we do the milah shelo bezmana on Yontif Sheni. The Rush disagrees and says it's a takana, and therefore it's called tikkun d'rabbanan k'ein d'oraisa tikkun. So just like I don't do a milah shelo bezmana on Yontif Sheni, on Yontif Rishon, I don't do it on Yontif Sheni as well. So it's a machlokes Rishonim whether you do it on a milah shelo bezmana on Yontif Sheni. So that's what the question arises. What about a suffik milah? A suffik milah bezmana or milah shelo bezmana on Yontif Sheni. So the Piskei Tshuva quotes on the Noda be Yehuda that perhaps in that situation, if you have a C-section baby or if you have a ben hashmashos baby, so then you could do it on Yontif Sheni. Why would a suffik milah bezmana work? So certainly, as the Mishnah says on Rosh Hashanah, would not work. Kedusha Richta, and we all agree, the Mishnah says that you can't do a milah shelo bezmana on Yontif Sheni, on Rosh Hashanah, both days. So the only shaila is, do we, is it dafka din in Rosh Hashanah because it's Kedusha Achas, or do I say no? It's a din. It's like for Rosh Hashanah, it works both days, so too here. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Rush. There is no argument by Rosh Hashanah. So Savik Milah Bezmana, the Noda the Yehuda brings down, so perhaps here we have a Svek Sveka. Because one Suffolk is Ben Hashmashas. We don't know if it's Yom HaLaila. And even if it's not the right, even if it's not, maybe there's no problem anyway, because maybe even a milah shelo bezmana could be done on Yontif Sheni like the Rambam, and the same thing, like if it's a C-section baby, since it's a Sveika Dedina, and even if I'm wrong that the din is Yom Shemini and not Rishon, nevertheless, maybe we pass them like the Rambam. So, the No de Behuda and Paskin said a Svek, so we have a Mila Bizmana, Shabbos Yom Kippur every day. A Mila Shalom Bizmana, definitely not on Shabbos, definitely not on Yom Tov Rishon, definitely not on Rosh Hashanah both days. The Shaila is, on the Sholosh Regolim, a Yom Tov Sheni, and it's a Suffolk Mila Bizmana, a Twilight baby, a C-section baby, perhaps an IVF baby. So, that could be, since it's a Machlokas Rambam and the Rush, it's a Sveika Dedina. It's like C-sections of Sveika Dedina. So therefore, we could apply the cloud of Svek Sveika, and therefore, according to the No the Behuda, and therefore do a Suffolk Mila Shalom Bizmana on a regular Yom Tov Sheni.